Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to my very first podcast. I am very excited to be sat here and finally get into it, because this whole week I've been excited and just wanted to sit down and crack on with it, and I decided to do it on Sunday, so here I am. So my very first episode, we're going to be talking about chasing your dreams and, you know, what that means to me, what that means to you guys, how you can really put that into practice in your own lives. I really, really hope that my stories and my insights will help you do the same, because it's something that means a lot to me. You know, ever since I was a young boy, like I always wanted to share inspiration, and I always wanted to get people motivated, and show them that like anything was possible. Because, you know, luckily parkour and free running, that's like it taught me a lot when I was a kid, and it really showed me that, you know, anything you put your mind to, you can achieve it. And then obviously you have to put your sort of body into the action as well. But so I'm not just going to be talking about parkour and free running, but of course I will be relating back to parkour and free running a lot, because that's my journey. And I appreciate that you guys are all going to be coming from different places, but in any way, shape or form, I really hope this can all help you. So yeah, talking about chasing your dreams. So I might as well just tell you a little bit about my story and, you know, my background and stuff. But I mean, pretty much ever since I can remember, I was fascinated by acrobatics, martial arts, stunts. And it all came from pretty much Jackie Chan movies. You know, like when you're a kid and you see something that absolutely captivates you, it can change your life. You know, it can totally change the direction of which way you're going to go. And for some people, they might see a dancer like Michael Jackson and just fall in love with dance as a movement. Someone else might watch, say, a David Attenborough program and fall in love with nature, and, you know, that becomes their path. And for me, it was parkour. You know, like I saw Jackie Chan doing this incredible, you know, balletic martial art, but, you know, movement form, and I just fell in love with it. So back in the day, obviously going back kind of like 18 years, you know, we didn't have YouTube, but we didn't have gymnastics gyms, we didn't have free running gyms. So I just had to go out there and just go for it, you know, like just watch and learn. And I did that. You know, I'd watch his movies over and over again, and then I'd go out and I'd try the movements. You know, a lot of failing that went into it as well. But at the same time, you know, I was kind of making pretty good progress. I remember my very first move that I ever learned was a wall flip. And I'd only ever seen it on The Matrix. And I just thought, you know what, that's possible. And I ended up going out the front of my house, and with my brother and good friend Sean, I just literally had a go at it. And my very first wall flip was on a tree, and I landed it. And from that day on, I just think that it was just full steam ahead. So I would go out before school, after school, any opportunity I had, and I would be outside, and I'd be like just passionately trying to learn a new movement and, you know, just discover what I could do with my own physical abilities. And, you know, going back to The Matrix, I think there were so many lessons for us all in that movie. You know, obviously about freeing our minds, and that our minds actually are quite quite restrictive to us. You know, like if you can really quieten your mind, you tap into a whole load more information and abilities that is just naturally there. You know, like I guess it's like animals. You know, animals, I feel like they think less and feel more. And I feel like that's something that I've always been trying to tap into, you know, feel more, don't think, because the mind can be a filter of restrictions. So anyway, on a bit of a tangent on that one. But, you know, I basically decided that when I was younger, I was like, I'm going to make this my job. I'm going to make this my life, because I don't want to waste it. Like, life is such a precious thing. And I just felt it just, no, it wasn't me. I was not going to be one of those guys that, you know, just did a normal job and worked for someone else and didn't explore my possibilities, you know, the possibilities